next song we used to play on the corner of Church and Market Street here in Charleston quite a bit. When we first came to Charleston many years ago, we would set up camp there in Church and Market. We'd come from Boston and had no money and owed people a lot of money, so we thought the thing to do would be to busk to play music on the streets. And it made sense to us. We had a little tape, and which the song was on, part of, and we actually did okay. We really tried our darndest not to get day jobs, and we never did, which is we're very proud of being able to do. But this song in particular sort of was our bread and butter because we played it about 5-6 times a night.
Right, Warren?
That's right. And if you remember, one of our first regular gigs here was because of this song.
That's true. That's true. That's a good story. This guy is a club owner and amateur newspaper editor named John Atkinson. We gave him the tape, and he really loved the song. He said that he put it in his tape deck in his car, and he would start crying. This is a fella that sort of, you know, was a, you know, sort of a raging alcoholic type that, you know, owned a bar, and you know, and so the idea of him crying in general was really hilarious to us. And so he put us in his bar, and so I'd like to dedicate this one to John Atkinson. Why not? Wherever he is.
Which are all raging alcoholics.